Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. Special Tuesday edition from the Man Cave. It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery, who brought you cheers too in the 4 o'clock hour. At Twin Peaks, they believe nothing pairs better with their made-from-scratch menu than an ice-cold 29-degree draft served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls, and we can vouch for that. Pair a signature Twin Peaks brew in a man-sized mug with the Carolina pulled pork sandwich for their version of a dream team, or give the sweet and smoky ribs a shot. Whatever you choose, you're in for a meal worth cheering for. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. Drew Brees announced today he's coming back. We talked earlier. I read that tweet from Vic Bermudez, our old producer. Dante Culpepper retired in 2009. We are 11 years later, and Drew Brees is announcing he's coming back for another one. And this ain't, Ryan Fitzpatrick announcing he's coming back for another one. This is Drew damn Brees.
The Saints were a couple plays away from back-to-back Super Bowls.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy what Drew Brees has done, but it's what we were talking about. We had Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald on earlier, and I was saying, Dolphins can't get this wrong again. Mel Kiper comes out with his new mock draft, and Tua Tagovailoa is going third to Detroit. And again, take all this stuff with a grain of salt because Mel Kiper has as much insight as we do, but he's got Joe Burrow going one, Chase Young two, Tua Tagovailoa three, which would leave, if the Dolphins want to take a quarterback, Justin Herbert. Yeah. Which, by the way, I don't think there's shame in him, but there are two flavors of the month right now. Who knows what's going to happen after the combine?
Yes.
But there are two flavors of the month right now. It's Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. You had air personalities on national television debating whether you had put together a team, talking about the Dolphins, so bad that they should be reprimanded by the league. Now, it didn't turn out that way, but you had people debating this on national TV. And if you go through a season like that and you don't end up with Joe Burrow or Tua Tagovailoa, I think that there's going to be some explaining to do. And Adam Beasley from the Herald was saying that he thinks it's possible they could end up not even taking a quarterback with the number 5 overall pick.
And that's crazy. I was a part of that in 08 with Jake Long.
Yep.
Where it 08 went to the playoffs, but like Jake Long made a couple Pro Bowls, was decent at left tackle, and was out the league in 8-9 years. Had a good career, but didn't take the Dolphins. They didn't make the organization take a step forward. He played left tackle very well. And that year was Matt Ryan that now is breaking all the records and is going to the Hall of Fame when his career is over. You can't miss on a quarterback this year. And when Beasley said that, when we asked him,
yep,
is there a chance the Dolphins leave the top 5 without a quarterback? And he said, there's a percentage chance. That really turned my stomach.
Did you see the report over the weekend, by the way, from Pro Football Talk, that the Las Vegas Raiders are going to offer Tom Brady 2 years, $60 million?
Get his bread.
I would take it. I would take it. You're going to a brand new franchise. I know it's an old franchise, but a brand new city, never had the NFL before. You have a chance, even with the mediocre season, to make a whole new fan base fall in love with you, because I don't think the expectations would be go to the Super Bowl. Maybe. I mean, I don't think so.
He's already loved.
Right.
It would be great for Brady and the Raiders. You don't have to sell him to anyone. You don't have to tell the Las Vegans. I don't know what the hell they're called. Las Vegans.
They're vegans.
No, they're heavy. You seen them heavy people out there?
They got all those buffets.
I was about to say, hey, no, they ain't vegan with that size. The Las Vegans, you have to explain to them how good Brady is? I think it's a perfect pick.
I think it's great for the league.
Great for everybody. And the expansion team. It is an expansion team, to be honest. It's a new city. Never had football before. To have Tom Brady there is a win-win for everybody. And now Brady's close to the West Coast. Giselle can do the mileage stuff there by L.A.
Vegas kind of fun.
I think Vegas is the place. Kind of. I think Vegas is the place for Brady to be.
There's some things to do in Vegas.
Come on, man. You want to raise kids in Vegas? You know people that live there.
Yeah, my buddy Jim lives out there. Yeah, very nice suburbs. Oh, like, okay. It is, I mean, you don't live on the strip.
Yeah, because like, I was going to say, like,
yeah, no,
we're
nice
always
suburbs.
In the middle of everything.
Yeah, no, oh, very okay. nice suburbs. It's not a – I think it's the most I don't know how to say it, the most growing. That's not the right –
biggest, most expanding.
Yeah,
expanding
something like that.
Suburb.
Population-wise,
you think
like that.
You think Gruden and Brady would vibe, though?
I think Gruden would sit back and allow it to happen. I think you need somebody with his cachet. You know, you couldn't do that. You know, what are some of the other options for Tom Brady? Like, you go to the Chargers.
Yes.
Who's the coach there? Drawing a blank on his name.
Oh, and the big head black dude.
Anthony Lynn.
Anthony Lynn.
There you go.
Like, I don't think he could just sit back and let things happen. I think John Gruden could just sit back and let things happen.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that would be a perfect situation
GM?
For
Mayock.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Mayock is GM. Yeah. So all the stuff with AB and how they had to go through that, like Brady now settles everything.
Breath of fresh air.
You know what? I think that's the best option
and
for him.
And if they're offering 2 years, $60 million.
No, he won't make that anywhere.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
He hadn't been one of those. He hadn't been a 30-plus million-dollar quarterback annually in a long – I don't think ever.
And I wouldn't blame New England for not giving that to him.
No.
Even though they should. But I wouldn't blame them for not –
Their structure is to get rid of guys that are declining.
I know.
He is declining.
I know.
Everybody else in their organization for 20 years, when you take a step backwards, they get rid of you. Why is Tom Brady different?
Because he falls to me into the Dwayne Wade category, the Kobe category, where it is salary cap be damned, future of the team be damned. Like, I thought the Heat made a mistake, and I said that a million times, where certain guys have done so much for the organization and the franchise, they can set their price, you pay it, and that's it, and you move on.
The first time, the opening night for the Vegas Raiders, packed house, Tom Brady starting.
I mean, it'd be unbelievable.
It's going to be the primetime game.
Be unbelievable.
New England will regret that.
Somebody tweets at us, y'all just want Tom Brady the hell out of the AFC East. That too.
Bro, he can go to Canada for all I care. I don't want to play that man no more.
Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we move on.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The first leg of the Champions League round of 16 began today. Atletico de Madrid secured a 1-0 win over last year's champions Liverpool. And Borussia Dortmund, they scored 2, beating Paris Saint-Germain 2-1. Again, those were the first legs of the round of 16 matchups.
Your drink is here, ma'am.
The Champions League.
Ooh, it is National Drink Wine Day. Any other ladies want a glass of wine?
I'll eat my Pinot Grigio.
He tried to order a Pinot, all man-like.
Double. Double Pinot.
All right, what else do you have in the headlines there, Solano?
Some good news out of NASCAR. Ryan Newman, he was involved in that very deadly accident yesterday. Luckily, he is it seems like he's going to be okay, according to NASCAR. Ryan Newman is awake and speaking after yesterday's crash.
That crash was brutal looking, man. Anything else?
You guys just said it earlier. Drew Brees, he's coming back for another go at it in 2020.
Yep.
Several teams in baseball are upset by Commissioner Rob Manfred's lack of punishment against the Houston Astros players.
Yeah, I mean – It's galling to me as a fan. I can't even imagine as a player how you have to feel if a team cheated beyond the scope of any cheating we've ever seen before. A team cheated and they're not going to get punished for it. You know they did it. They won the championship because of it, and they're not going to get punished. I would be livid if I was a player.
The players, though?
Yep.
each individual player should be punished.
Because
they can all say the organization was doing it. I just went along with my team.
I don't care. I mean, you can say that about anything. But the players that were actively involved, I mean, there's no question Jose Altuve benefited from cheating. So you just let him keep on playing baseball like nothing happened? Let him have his endorsements and his heroic like that's it? Yeah. Like there's no dude had a buzzer strapped to him, allegedly.
He has to sleep with that at night, Hawk.
Yeah, okay.
He has to sleep with that guilt.
All right, Joe Clark.
Smoke crack, don't you? Had a buzzer, didn't you? I don't want to cheat.
All right, you have other headlines, Solana?
Yeah, tomorrow the Panthers.
Had a buzzer, didn't you?
Tomorrow the Panthers, they're in Anaheim, 10 p.m. puck drop versus the Ducks. Also tomorrow, Canes Hoops, they play in Virginia Tech, 9 p.m. tip-off. And finally, guys,
a bunch of people via text. You called Ryan Newman's crash a deadly crash, but no one died.
I didn't say that. I said potentially deadly crash.
But now we know.
Deadly. I'm not making light of the crash because it was horrific. But if you call it a deadly crash or refer to it as maybe being a deadly crash when no one did die,
goes back to crash.
Man, the dude's okay. Like, why are people nitpicking?
I'm just saying.
I know, but like, you know, it's a sensitive topic. I may have misspoke. I'm getting the headlines here. I'm getting them thrown at me here back at the Sportsplex. Like, you know, he's okay.
Mean you're getting the headlines thrown at you? This happened yesterday.
I mean, they're coming up. No, this is breaking news. This report is
the accident. It was yesterday.
No, the accident was yesterday. But the news that he is now speaking. And that he is breathing okay is brand new news. This just was released less than an hour ago.
Okay, all right.
You told us that at 2 o'clock.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I said he.
Yeah, you did.
He was in serious condition at 2 p.m., but that nothing life threatening. And now this is new news.
All right, my bad.
New news.
My bad. No, go ahead. My bad.
No, I mean that's fine. No more headlines.
That's fine. You. You're taking your ball and going home?
I said potentially, and, you know, people just want to gloss over that, whatever.
All right.
Finally.
Getting a text from a friend I trust. He did not say potentially.
There's no shot I said potentially.
So you called it a deadly crash?
I may have, yeah.
Okay, well, can you please admit you're wrong then instead of yelling at us? What did we do? You called a crash where everyone survived a deadly crash.
That was a bad crash, though, to be fair.
Bad and deadly are two different things.
Did Captain Sullenberg, Sully Sullenberger, pilot a deadly crash into the Hudson?
I mean, it was a pretty deadly crash.
No, it wasn't. There was no deadly. No deadly.
Finally, a Miami hospital is accused of sending a woman with a bullet lodged in her head home with a Band-Aid. Over to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park.
He was tough.
Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy.
Tonight, I'm picturing one of those little dot Band-Aids, you know, the little bullseye.
Over the hole.
That's it? Like, boop. Okay.
How you doing?
We'll see you. You have insurance? No? All right. Boop. Here you go. What am I saying? I don't know.
Can you get some vitamin E oil for the scar? The scar goes away.
Deadly segment.
Tonight the lows will drop to a deadly 73 degrees. Let's get over to our...
I mean, you yelled at us. You know you called it a deadly crash. You yelled at me like we got it wrong. And now, like, I don't even know what happened.
Probably not the best synonym I could have chosen. I'll admit that, but...
Synonym?
Adjective, excuse me.
Synonym? Well, you're rattled by Jay Fig, aren't you?
Yeah, he tired of that thing getting thrown at him. He don't know what to do. Oh, she comes.
Duck.
She's talking to me.
A texter makes a great point. Sharks are deadly even if they're not attacking anyone. It's a great point.
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 74%.
You were talking about that specific crash. You called it a deadly crash.
All right.
And nurse sharks aren't deadly. Nurse sharks never killed anybody ever.
Crashes in general can be deadly. Yeah. Sharks in general can be deadly. But that particular crash was not deadly.
Mosquitoes can be deadly.
Mosquitoes can be deadly.
But you don't say every time you see a mosquito, the deadly mosquitoes.
Right.
All right, we'll just agree to disagree then.
No. Uh-oh. All right, what else?
10% chance of rain today in South Florida. For the best poker promotions in South Florida, visit HialeahPark.com. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of heat next, and we're going to check in with our friend Sylvie, Mark Silverman from Waddle and Sylvie in Chicago. They're on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Yeah. Sylvie is a frequent guest of ours. We love talking to him. And since All-Star Weekend took place in Chi-Town, thought we'd bring him on and talk about how well the city was represented, because I thought they did a great job. So Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN 1000 in Chicago will be next for 15 minutes of heat. Now, I want to talk about the Cheetah. There's always great stuff going on at the Cheetah Clubs. Beer, babes, and boxing. You can reserve a table now for this Saturday. Fury and Wilder. We were supposed to be out in Vegas for that, and then they didn't send us all of a sudden. But you can watch it at the Cheetah.
Yes.
Live at all Cheetah locations in full sound. You can watch it at Cheetah Hallandale Sports Lounge. They've got all the HD TVs, projector screens, the hottest ladies. That is this Saturday night. Got to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. You don't need to pay for lunch with an unpleasant view. Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. Now, in the biz guess, enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. So that is tonight. The place for in the biz workers is the Cheetah. And this is new, guys. If you're in the auto industry, sales, management, mechanics, any position in the auto industry, you too get 25% off your bar tab at any Cheetah Club on Mondays or Tuesdays. How awesome is that? So you go grab your buddies after work today, head on over to any Cheetah Club, West Palm Beach, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, and let them take good care of you. And are you a VIP yet at the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs? Guys, this is the VIP membership you want to get in on. No waiting to get in, free admission, exclusive VIP parties and special events, much, much more. You can get details on that or info on any of the Cheetah Clubs by checking out their website at cheetahsofl.com. We're taking a break here from Twin Peaks in Davie. We're going to have 15 minutes of heat for you next on Hockman and Crowder. We are doing it live today at Twin Peaks in Davie. Usually here on Mondays, but we were off yesterday, so you can catch us in the man cave at Twin Peaks in Davie, University Drive. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Always enjoy it here every week. And we do 15 minutes of heat every day around this time. Heater, obviously, in the All-Star break, as are the other NBA teams. They'll be in Atlanta Thursday, but we figured for today's 15 minutes of heat, we'd actually look at All-Star Weekend in Chicago since we were off yesterday. So we'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mark Silverman, better known as Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, is joining us. Waddle and Sylvie, the most popular radio show in all of Chicago, which did a fantastic job, by the way, hosting All-Star Weekend. I was jealous. I wish I was there. And Sylvie is with us now. I would imagine, Sylvie, because when we had Super Bowl weekend and you and Waddle were down here for Super Bowl week, you did a couple of shows out from Radio Row. Miami, all of us here in Miami were pretty proud of the way Miami was represented and the way that we pulled off the Super Bowl. I thought it was a great just a great job by everyone associated. I was just blown away by how well Chicago did with All-Star Weekend. Is that the opinion in Chicago?
Yeah. And it was great to meet you at the Super Bowl, finally, after all these years face-to-face. For the first time. I mean, like, we've talked for 15 years, and I know you. And I know you from Twitter, and I know you from your show. but we never met in person. So that was cool. That was bonus number one. And I think you were the first face I saw as I was trying to secure my credential.
That is true.
But, but yeah, I mean, first of all, you guys do a great job. And like the thing that we got, that we say here, when we talk about the destinations of going for the Super Bowl, is that we think they should limit the pool of candidates on who hosts the Super Bowl, that Miami should be one of three or four of those cities that rotate every 4 years, every 5 years. And you guys pretty much get it then, but I you know, you guys do such a good job in the city, believe it or not, like you didn't feel like it was just wall-to-wall people. So I thought it was fantastic. The weather was perfect. And that's the complaint that we get here is as well of a job as Chicago does do. And for the people there who have never been to Chicago, Chicago's a great world-class city. I mean, it's cleaner than New York. It's a little smaller, but when you're on this big of a level, you really can tell. It feels big, but the people are much nicer too. But, you know, we're coming to Chicago in mid-February, and this was the coldest couple of days we had. So when it comes to recruiting again, like a player, I think all those players, if we ever want them to come to the Bowls, they all stepped out of the clubs on Friday night, and they said, damn, it's cold. This is why I don't play here. So I think we did a good job. I think people know what Chicago can bring to the table. But, you know, in February, I'd rather be maybe 50 other cities than here.
I had a bunch of people, though, that were in Chicago for the first or second time and just told me they were blown away, A, by the food. You and I know, obviously, how good the food is in Chicago. And I guess I got to ask you, because when you were down here for the Super Bowl, you went to Prime 112. And
I did.
Know up in Chicago you go to Cut, right? Isn't that the name of the place, Cut?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So how do they compare?
Well, it was very good. So, and my guy at Chicago Cut hooked me up with Prime 112, and I met Miles, and I was with Wilbon, so that helps too.
Yeah.
You know, Wilbon gives them shout-outs on PTI and everything. So it was, I was blown away. And Wilbon was telling us the stories about, like, the heat and the heyday when LeBron first got there. And he was trying to tell us the night we were there, the Wednesday of the Super Bowl. And he was saying that night was like a B on a scale of A through F. That was like a solid B. I mean, you had many of the Chiefs players there. You had everyone from ESPN was there. He said, but as it goes closer to Super Bowl Sunday, and as it gets like for some of these Heat games, there are like A-list celebrities who go there. So I was blown away. I thought the food was outstanding. And as you know, Hawk, I mean, Chicago is like the state capital of the world. I got married at a place called Gibson's in Chicago. If you've been to Chicago, you know about Gibson's. I've made Chicago Cut now my new spot. And it doesn't matter if you still open another steakhouse and it's good, you'll survive here. There's room for everybody. But I thought that Prime 112 was as good as any place I've ever been.
Wow.
Sylvie, but Hawk did me wrong, man. You took me to Ditka's. I had the paddle steak. I thought I was doing it with the paddle steak.
I mean, paddle steak at Ditka's. There's no shame in getting some pork chops or paddle steak at Ditka's.
But Hawk, I didn't get the cut. I didn't go to Cut or Giordano's or these other places.
I took it for deep dish, didn't I?
What's the G name of the steak? I think you
Gibson's. Gibson's.
Yeah, we didn't go to. You cut me, Hawk. You cut me. I didn't go to Gibson's.
Well, I'd have gone to Cut if I had talked to Sylvie. Cut didn't even exist when I was in Chicago.
Right. It's like 7 years old, and Al Michaels gives them shout outs every time they come to Chicago. And Patrick Mahomes was there on Friday right before the All-Star game. So he came in town. And look, I'll set you up. We used to do the show with Coach Ditka. Waddle and I did 5 years with Coach Ditka up until maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So we used to do every show from Ditka's on Thursday. So believe me, I mean, Ditka still gets it done. It's absolutely awesome. I would tell you guys, and Hawk, you know this, but to me, deep dish pizza is great, but when we live here, the people who live in Chicago, when we order pizza, we don't get deep dish pizza. Like, that's more of a tourist thing. I get good thin crust Chicago pizza. That exists too. There's a Chicago style thin crust.
No, you know, Sylvie and I have the same favorite joint.
Yeah, you gotta love. Yeah. We'll teach you, believe
me. That's my first stop every time I go into Chicago is Barnaby's. Oh, yeah. The sand on the bottom.
You were selling me this damn pizza lasagna for years.
No, exactly. Deep dish pizza is uncomparable. But you can't eat it like,
you can't eat it.
If you're in the mood to order a pizza, you can't just constantly order in Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, I mean, you're eating like these two big, thick pieces of pizza with all that tomato sauce. It's good like once every few months. But that's not how Chicagoans do it. You know, it's just like anything where when you live in a town, you know the real rules.
It's like stone crab down here in Miami. I mean, you're not having it three times a week unless you're Crowder.
Yeah.
But
you got the NFL money.
But
yeah,
exactly. No, Sylvie, like you say, I got a place where you can get it for peanuts compared to what you pay
but
for.
But even if you didn't, you'd be eating the stone crab. He's got that NFL pension. You know, Waddle knows about it.
I got a little sack. I got a little sack.
We have Joe's here, and is that weird, too, that I love seafood? I love every seafood. And I think stone crab is good. I'd rather have 10 other things than the cold stone crab, though.
I love stone crab.
I'd rather do a seafood tower for the appetizer, and then I'm about the lobster tail. I'm about crab legs steamed or whatever. But the stone crab, I've always thought, is like kind of like my deep dish pizza of seafood. Is that weird to say?
Yes.
I don't know. I think it's so tasty.
Yes,
now,
I love
the Joe's mustard. You know, I don't know. There's something about it.
And you can get snow crab and king crab
king
and red
crab.
Lobster.
Right. They put it in
red
every buffet.
Not having no stone crab.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see it anywhere. I don't know. I feel like I could eat stone crab every meal, but maybe I couldn't actually. I don't know.
When I was playing.
I know. You know, at
and
his
then the radio money started.
At his dorms when he went to UF. They had stone crab in the cafeteria for the students, for the athletes, excuse me. They had stone crab every day.
I had grilled cheese. I mean, come on.
I had Captain Crunch. I had Captain Crunch at UF.
Right. Cereal for dinner.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's why your body's like
not
that.
Not bad to be a college athlete, Sylvie. That's the way to go
I've
learned.
It is so good.
Mark Silverman is with us, Sylvie, from Waddle & Sylvie, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. They did a great job. Chicago did a great job with All-Star Weekend. Would you agree that Derrick Jones Jr. was the winner in the slam dunk contest?
I have multiple levels of thoughts on the slam dunk competition. Because number one, my biggest thought was, I thought Gordon won. That was me. But I didn't rage against anything because for 2 hours, I was finally entertained by a slam dunk competition.
Yes.
And we thought this was like Fonzie jumping the shark. We thought it jumped the shark years ago. And here you had two guys who were studs. And what I love about Jones is the authority. He reminds me of Dominique. With the way he flushes the dunks, you know? It's never, like, rattles around. He puts it down with power for as skinny as he is. And I thought there were so many damn good dunks that he made. And the other problem I had with Jones Jr. and the lack of love that he got was because I was mad at the people in the building because they were upset that Gordon didn't win. As Jones was hoisting the trophy, no one was cheering for him. And even though I still thought Gordon won, I'm like, let's show this guy some love because he's the second part of the reason why the dunk contest was so good. So I'm not raging. I mean, it's not the Olympics. This wasn't Roy Jones losing in the Olympics in boxing. This was a dunk contest, and I was entertained for 2 hours.
And Sylvie with the skills challenge. Did Bam Adebayo, did he make his name national? Does everybody know who Bam is after what he did this weekend?
I think so. And I'll tell you this, Crowder, that we in Chicago, we're so down on our Bulls. We've been that way forever. I used to come on with you guys with Wade when Wade was here, and you guys never understood why I said, well, you know, he's not universally loved. Because people didn't like the direction they took to just be a 500 team with Dwayne Wade. And it stalled our rebuild plans. And the one thing that Chicagoans notice, or the smart Chicago sports fans here, is while nobody was here to represent Chicago except Zach LaVine miscast in the three-point contest instead of dunking, was that even without Jimmy, take Jimmy out of the equation, that here you see all these young guys in Heat uniforms who can play and who have different skills, and Bam being one of them. And it's just jealousy that Riley and Spoelstra continue to get it done with getting players, developing guys, and it's something that just we can't do here.
Sylvie is with us from Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Jimmy Butler got a nice ovation. Chicago loves Jimmy Butler.
I think Chicago likes Jimmy Butler. My plan was always to do the rebuild with Jimmy and the kids, sort of like what they're doing in Miami. I never knew if Jimmy was going to be a one. Is he a true one? And he's showing a lot of people that, yeah, he is. But he's definitely a 1A. But I wanted to see who could play with Jimmy and who couldn't. And they elected to trade him. And they got LaVine, they got Markkanen, and it didn't look like a bad trade for the Bulls at the time. But Markkanen hasn't developed. But, you know, Jimmy, you know, I've told you about Jimmy Diva. And there are times that Jimmy will do the Jimmy Hollywood thing. But there's nobody in the league who is as self-made as Jimmy Butler. I mean, he was a seven-minute-per-game guy when he first came into the league. He was a defensive stopper out of Marquette, the end of the first round. And that guy, nobody outworks Jimmy. And it's part of it, you know, like on job interviews, they always say, hey, what's your weakness? And people always spin their positive into a weakness. And they go, well, my weakness is I try too hard, or I work too hard, you know. That's the easy way out. But that is with Jimmy. And, you know, I think Jimmy sometimes doesn't understand when guys don't work as hard as he does. But from everything I've read about Jimmy and in Miami, that's the way the Heat do things. That's the way Spoelstra and Pat Riley, of course, have always done things, and it's a perfect fit in Miami.
And, Sylvie, I had a problem this weekend because I was confused. Everybody was saying, Chicago, we're here, the Mecca of basketball, the Mecca of basketball. But everybody in New York, they say Madison Square Garden is the Mecca of basketball. Where's the Mecca of basketball, Sylvie? I'm so confused about what that
right.
is. Where is the Mecca of the game of basketball?
Now, I think this is a nuanced conversation, because I think the Mecca of arenas is Madison Square Garden. It's, you know, center court in the largest city to play in MSG, even though it's sort of dumpy, is still cool. But I think for guys who came up, I mean, and you had a lot of our guys in Miami, Dwayne Wade and Hardaway. How great was Hardaway for the Heat? And it's just the player that grows up in Chicago, it's sort of, to me, it's like Florida high school football. And high school basketball matters here. And that there's so many different skills, Crowder, that people learned in Chicago. The old adage is that it's so, you know, they call it the Windy City for a number of different reasons. But one of the reasons is it's truly windy. And so in the summer, when it does finally get warm, we still have wind gusts of 15 to 20 miles an hour. So your shot from 22 feet is going to get blown a different way. So you got to learn how to defend. You got to learn how to dish. You got to learn how to drive to the hoop, because if you're just camped outside and shooting from outside on the Chicago playground, there's a wind factor that you're dealing with. So I think the well-rounded nature that Chicago basketball players have learned from a young age on the playgrounds through high school hoops, it matters. And nobody in Miami can second guess that because of the way you guys benefited.
Look at that.
Look
Sylvie
at that.
Laying down the law right there.
I like it.
I will tell you, here's the one thing that jumped out at me from All-Star Weekend, and I thought the rich history of Chicago basketball was celebrated in such a great fashion. I loved every bit of it. I thought, and I know he's not born and raised in Chicago, but I thought there was very little MJ. I was surprised at how little Michael Jordan was involved in the weekend. Did you notice that?
Yes. I mean, it's you sort of have to sugarcoat it a little bit, because, you know, any bad mouthing of Michael here is a big deal. So just to give you context, I grew up here. I'm a lifelong Chicagoan. The only time I've ever lived outside of here was 18 months on my first job in a small town in Iowa. But I grew up with Bulls season tickets before Michael. So we weren't like bandwagon jumpers. I grew up going to the Chicago Stadium in the 70s. So I got to see the first three Bulls championships as a fan with season tickets. Then when I got to Chicago as a reporter, I covered the last three championships as a reporter and covered Michael every step of the way. So no one will defend Michael more. But there was no reason why Michael Jordan should not have been there. The statues in front of the building, it's the building that he built in the middle of them winning championships. The last time the All-Star game was here, he won the dunk contest against Dominique. He was the MVP winner in the 88 All-Star game. It was basically the time he got the torch passed him from Magic and Bird. And here he is, should be center court, where Kobe idolized this guy in Chicago. He should have been the one with the microphone. Now, he's got his reasons. I don't know what they are. But it's not like he's a hermit who's not involved in basketball. He's one of 30 owners. To me, Michael Jordan should have been more involved this weekend.
And, Sylvie, but you brought up Kobe, too, and me and Hawk talked about it last segment, where was it strategic? Like, this was Kobe's All-Star weekend. They named the trophy after him, the All-Star MVP trophy. Like, this was Kobe's weekend. Did MJ not want to overshadow that?
I that's the one thing that if Michael were to sit across from me and say, look, if it's me center court, everyone's just cheering my return in that moment. And Michael's back. He doesn't come back often. I get it. I'd understand that. But I think people would understand that he's there for Kobe. And I just think that even though Magic was a Laker, Kobe's a Michael clone. Michael and Kobe have both stated that he's like a little brother to Michael. And I just felt that it would have been great for the league and great for the tribute if Michael was there in some way.
Yeah, that was the one part where I was like, wow, like there's a glaring omission here with all the history of basketball of Chicago. And I really did think that he was going to surprise the crowd at some point and walk out and talk about Kobe.
Yeah,
it just didn't happen.
You know what's weird is, like, think about Dwayne Wade and all the times we've cheered against Dwayne Wade in a Heat uniform. And think about Isaiah Thomas, and even though he's from Chicago too, like Wade, how many times we booed him as a Piston. They were way more prevalent all weekend as Chicago natives than like the biggest hero ever in this town who just shows up for his Nike corporate event and flies out of town.
Yeah, weird. That was the weirdest thing. But anyway, you guys did a great job. And I think a lot of people who may not have realized the rich history of Chicago basketball certainly know it after this weekend. So, and I
feelings mutual. You guys did a great job in the Super Bowl, and love talking to you guys as always.
But you were wildly incorrect though on your take that Derrick Jones Jr. did not win the slam dunk contest.
You thought it was that obvious that he won? Come on,
so obvious. Oh, I mean,
Homer.
Aaron Gordon sat on Taco Fall's shoulders to play a game of chicken in a swimming pool. It didn't even come close to clearing it. I mean, that is me arguing as I trip into a hurdle with my chest that hurdled it because I ended up on the other side.
Well, maybe Jones Jr. can bring out Mini-Me instead of Chance and get the shorter, continue to
but
get
he short jumped over to Bam! Just, he jumped like, over Bam!
He still got over Taco, who's 7'5". I mean,
no, he did.
I
no,
he
no,
he
did not. If somebody puts their hand out, like you cup your hand so you help your fellow prison escapee over the wall. Did I hurl the wall, or did someone help me get over the wall? Taco Fall probably needs traction after that slam dunk contest more than anything.
Now you're comparing the dunk contest to a prison breakout.
I'm just telling
you,
he correct me if I'm wrong. Aaron Gordon, if he does not use his arms to launch himself off of Taco Fall, ends up bouncing off him backwards.
I think you're just a hater.
I think I got you there.
I think Taco Fall might have got pregnant.
He did. He did. It's very possible that he penetrated him. He came closer to penetrating him than hurdling him.
That is not a good Taco Tuesday either. Not what you're looking for.
All right, we'll see you, Sylvie.
All right, guys, good talking.
Mark Silverman, Sylvie from Waddle & Sylvie, ESPN 1000 in Chicago.
Taco.
I own that statement. He came closer to penetrating him than hurdling him. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder. It's presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. Today's forecast, 99% chance of wine. It is National Wine Day, National Drink Wine Day. You could celebrate with a sip of your favorite at Twin Peaks. Glasses are half off all day long, valid at participating locations only. Sylvie was excellent in the last segment. Love talking with him. He is just, you could tell why he's such a popular Chicago radio host.
Oh, he's awesome.
Could just talk. He is good at what he does. Unlike us, we have been yelled at all day by our program director. Maybe deservedly so, maybe not. I don't know.
I played with some guys better than me, but I was out there too. You know, I looked over at Jason, looked over at Zach, looked at Junior. I was there, too.
Is Len our Charlie Strong? You were just telling me Charlie Strong stories during the commercial break. I think Len's our Charlie Strong.
Len's our Charlie Strong.
We give him an excuse as to why we break late on every segment. Well, this happened and this happened, and Solana called it a deadly crash, and I had to press him on that and blah, blah. So let me get this straight.
He got drunk, you got in a fight, and you got arrested. Yeah, Charlie, but it's more to it than that. So what happened was we started at my house. No, Channy, let me get this straight. You got drunk. You got in a fight, and you got arrested. Yeah, Coach, that's about it.
That's about right, Len.
Yeah, Len,
we got wordy.
We enjoy each other.
We kept talking, and we went over.
I say we enjoy each other. It makes it seem a little better.
We still have something to get to here. Don't go anywhere.
I've been telling you about my good friend Eric Nunez, the COO of Lubacro Automotive for years. I saw him this weekend. I walk into a restaurant, and Eric's in there with his family, and this doesn't happen to me very often. Eric paid for my meal. I was sitting there. I walked up. They brought my bill. Me and my wife ate. We had drinks and everything, and I walk away, and the lady brings a bill for $21.
You said, wait, this can't be right?
I'm silly. I'll never try to mess with it. I'm like, oh, no, you missed some stuff. She's like, oh, no, the guy – 2 booths down, paid for your dinner, and that was my man, Eric Nugent. I'm telling y'all, this dude is awesome at what he does. He's amazing, and he'll watch out for you. And this is what he does. He watched out for me at dinner, but he told me he wanted me to thank his customers, thank the listeners for making Lubacro number one. They sold 1,000 vehicles between Coconut Creek and Pompano locations just in the month of January, and that is unheard of. 1,000 vehicles in 30 days, and that's no joke, and I know the reason why, because no one sells for less than Eric, and no one cares as much as Eric. He has an award-winning lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs now. The award-winning staff he puts together is just, they win awards. Sales department, service department, everybody, the finances, everybody wins awards, and the beautiful facilities he runs are hands down the best, but he is the best operator because he cares about his customers, and he's really concerned about what his customers want. He hires every employee. He hires all his own employees because he wants them to understand that the customers always come first. The COO of an entire organization, he oversees 12 locations, some out of state, but he still does all the hiring because he wants to know the people that he hires, that they are going to watch out for the customers because that's who run his business. Eric is a great person. He's great at what he does. You got to go see the best, and that is Eric Nunez. Why would you overpay? Go see the best. Personal friend of mine, COO Eric Nunez. Tell him Eric sent you down there. He'll vouch for you. He's a great dude. Tell him I sent you down there. Use my name. They know I do all the promotions for Lubacro, you know, automotives, but you got to get down to Lubacro Chevy. Get hooked up by Eric. Get hooked up. Get in one of these beautiful Chevrolets. Lubacro Chevy. Find new roads.
Former Miami Hurricanes tight end Greg Olsen signing a one-year, $7 million deal with the Seattle Seahawks. That is according to Adam Schefter. And $5.5 million is guaranteed. So
great mentor.
Hooked on for, yeah, and I mean, yeah, man, yeah, yeah, yeah. Catch a couple touchdowns in the red zone. And
that's what they're going to do with
enjoy
them.
The 12th man. that's pretty much what he's –
give somebody for Russell
what he's got to do. What did we cover today? What do we have coming up next, Solana? What's coming up on 790 The Ticket, Solana?
Alex Dono will be on 790 The Ticket. And over on 560 The Joe, you have Dan Day. It's the Best of the Joe Show.
All right. There you go. Best of the Joe with Dan Day.
Alex Dono, by the way, will be on with Rashad Butler.
Rashad Butler and Alex Dono.
I can see right to my right over there.
That's right. You don't want to leave his name out. If you did, he might put you right through a window.
He's intimidating.
Alex Dono and Rashad Butler.
I want to see Rashad slap somebody so bad.
I want
to see him hit somebody.
I would like to ask Rashad that. Like, did he ever get in fights at UM or in the NFL? Because you feel like he would go until there was pain delivered to his opponent.
But I think it would take so long to get him to a point of anger to fight because he's a nice dude.
When you get him there, though.
Oh yeah,
Look out.
I'd stab him.
Well, if that's the escalation I was looking for.
What are you? Let's lay this out. You're talking trash, and you know you like to get under people's skin.
True.
So you get to talking, and you think it's funny, and it gets to a point where Rashad doesn't think it's funny, and Rashad gets to a fighting point. You're going to fight him with man-to-man fisticuffs?
I'm not going to stab him.
I am stabbing him with a sharpened pencil so fast.
If I get close enough to stab him, I'm not getting my arm back.
No, man, right in the soft meat.
Eat it like a chicken wing.
Aim for the soft meat.
Bop, 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 bop. Where'd my arm go? Hey.
Underarm, belly. You got to aim for the soft meat.
Where's my arm? Man,
you would fight Rashad Butler with no weapon?
I would not fight Rashad Butler.
But if it got to the point.
If I had to fight him?
It's one door. You're in the studio. Rashad walks in the studio. It's one door out, and Rashad's standing in front of it, and he calls you a name.
This is like one of those hypotheticals that I really don't want to entertain.
But?
What?
You have to do something?
It's a deadly hypothetical there.
It's a deadly hypothetical.
Get you a good sharpened pencil. Beep, beep.
Oh, Jeanette Dubois has passed away at the age of 74. Do you know who that is?
No, not Jeanette.
You know who that is?
Nope.
You know who that is, Adrian? She played Willona on Good Times.
Oh.
Remember Willona, the neighbor?
Yes.
Willona Woods?
Yes. She was like Shanae of Martin.
I can't believe she was only 74. I mean, she had to be in her young 20s when she was doing that show.
I think when you're 50, you only say only 74.
It really doesn't seem old to me anymore.
Yeah,
does 74 sound old?
Yeah, 74.
Really?
That's old as hell. Huh. I tell my daddy, Dad Randy's sneaking up on 70. I said, boy, you old boy.
Rest in peace, Jeanette Dubois.
Go to hell, Chad.
Willona Woods.
Not a word about you.
Classic character. All right, that's going to do it for us here at Twin Peaks in Davie. You're getting out of work right now. You come on over to Twin Peaks. Great food, great drinks, and great scenic views as well.
Y'all got to get out to Publix and check out the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. They brought it here for the NFL season. Even though the NFL season's over, we know we watched the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, but the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub was so popular they kept it around. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is a staple in the Crowder family diet. My kids love it. My wife loves it. I love it. Sunday I stopped and got some for the family. But Publix has it all. You've been going to those Publix delis your whole life. You know about the cold cuts. What about the rotisserie chickens that are delicious? What about the fried chicken? The hot and spicy chicken wings, a gallon of lemonade, a gallon of sweet tea. I'm good for a week. Y'all know how delicious the Publix deli is. You got to get the Publix for all your watch party, your tailgates, all your dinner parties. Whenever you need some food, go to Publix. And Publix is the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Platters that feed dozens, drinks, ice, beer, chips, snack sides, everything you need is at Publix. But busy moms and busy dads, if you have not utilized Publix.com, you're not taking advantage of a great thing. Publix.com. Think about all the stuff. You go to Publix now. Everybody goes to Publix multiple times a week. You go to Publix. Now they will deliver. So you have your date night Friday night. You wake up Saturday morning, take the kids out, go to the zoo, hang around, go fishing, whatever it is. You can still have your dinner party, your watch party, your tailgate throughout the weekend because Publix.com will deliver. Find all your dinner party, tailgating, and watch party needs at Publix, and you got to try Publix.com where shopping is a pleasure.
74 sounds old, huh?
74, bro?
Feels like it's right around the corner.
You can't make no babies no more.
You can't do that at 50 either.
You can't make no babies?
I hope because.
You need to try. Hawk, do me a favor. Make you a baby.
I can barely try. 74. Old,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, man. That's
man, it used to sound old.
But not anymore.
Len is going to kill us. We are so over on time. We were supposed to break at least 12 minutes ago.
I'm going to play the race card. That's what I do with Len, and they leave me alone. Yeah, Len, they call me a racial slur, and he leaves me alone.
That's it.
Yeah. Nobody can
All right, carry on.
Nobody can go against that.
Do whatever you were doing.
I'm going to play that card. So y'all worry about yourself.
All right. If you missed Sylvie, he was excellent. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. And we had the debut of Hot Mike with Jay Figg. And
there is
there's a surprise twist in there. You can use the radio.com app, use the radio.com rewind feature, and you can listen to it at your leisure. That was about 3:30 this afternoon, if you want to go back in time. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll speak with you from the studio mañana.
Solana and Jay Figg sitting in a tree.
Spooky nugget.
Spooky nugget.
Get your ass down here and clean this bathtub.
Why your legs red? You know, wash your goodies with shampoo, not soap?
I dip it right in.
The wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
really,
to need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.